I do have a sub lined up, but not for today. So we recorded all of the hymns on CD for just today. All right. Well, I'm really honored and humbled at the same time that Jan asked me to give my own lesson today, but she did censor it. So, should be appropriate for church. A journalist was assigned to the Jerusalem bureau of his newspaper. So he got an apartment overlooking the Wailing Wall. And after several weeks, he noticed that whenever he looked at the wall, he saw an old Jewish man praying vigorously. The journalist wondered whether there was a publishable story here. So he went down to the Wailing Wall, introduced himself, and said, "You come here every day to the wall. What are you praying for?" The old man replies, "What am I praying for? I'm praying for world peace, then I pray for the brotherhood of man. I go home, have a glass of tea, and I come back to the wall to pray for the eradication of illness and disease from the earth." The journalist is taken by the old man's sincerity and persistence. "You mean you've been coming to the wall to pray every day for these things?" The old man nods. "How long have you been coming to the wall to pray for these things?" The old man becomes reflective and then replies, "How long? Maybe 20, 25 years. The amazed journalist asks, "How does it feel to come to the wall every day for over 20 years to pray?" "How does it feel?" the old man replies. "It feels like I'm talking to a wall." For most people, prayer began in childhood. We memorized and recited simple prayers and usually prayed to a God out there. Most of us prayed before going to bed. Sometimes we prayed for ourselves, something like, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." Sometimes we prayed for others, family members, relatives, maybe our pets. At that time in your life, did you feel like you were talking to a wall? Has your relationship with God changed since then? Our best example of how to pray is found in the life of Jesus Christ. He renewed and empowered himself by drawing apart for a while to pray. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we see that he went by himself into the hills and other secluded places to pray alone. Impressed by Jesus' spiritual power, his disciples asked him to teach them to pray. And in Mark 6, verse 6, "But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward thee openly." One way he prayed and taught his disciples to pray was with uplifting prayers of love and affirmation. In Mark 11:24, we read, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Unity encourages the use of affirmative prayers. Our philosophy includes five basic principles, the fourth of which is, there is power in affirmative prayer. which we believe increases our awareness of God. This method involves connecting with the Spirit of God within and asserting positive beliefs about the desired outcome. If, for example, you were to pray traditionally, you might say, "Please, God, help me find a job." By contrast, an affirmative prayer might be, "I am now guided to my right and perfect employment," or, "Thank you, God, for guiding me to my perfect employment." Affirmative prayer reflects the certainty that we are each being led to our highest good, despite any temporary appearances. When you pray, always remember that God is on your side. You are asking for what He already wants to give you. Follow His leading. Act on your hunches, for this is His guiding voice within. Get acquainted with God. A little girl was sitting on her grandfather's lap as he read her a bedtime story. From time to time, she would take her eyes off the book and reach up to touch his wrinkled cheek. She was alternately stroking her own cheek, then his again. Finally, she spoke up. "Grandpa, did God make you?" "Yes, sweetheart," he answered. "God made me a long time ago." "Oh," she paused. "Grandpa, did God make me?" "Yes, indeed, honey," he said. "God made you just a little while ago." Feeling their respective faces again, she observed, "God's getting better at it, isn't he?" If you feel as if you are praying to a God out there, or are afraid of God, of being judged, or feel separated in any way, this will rob you of the confidence and faith to know you are deserving of the Father's absolute good. If you remember Bible passages about fearing God or fearing Jehovah, let us look at a different meaning of fear applied to the God we know as love. Charles Fillmore wrote that when fear is used in the biblical context, we should use the dictionary definition, which is awe, reverence, especially for the supreme being. Our faith should be logical, and this meaning is surely logical. There is total freedom in prayer. Visualize God as a loving spirit who wants to supply your every need, to heal you, to prosper you, and bless you. Do you love God because you love the good He is, or because you believe He expects it or demands it? Let your mind be open to the good God wants to give you. Make your prayers specific rather than general in nature. In the book, Thank God for Prayer by Russell Lake, he talks about general prayer versus specific prayer. The general prayer that seeks divine illumination and understanding of God's will is a fine and beautiful prayer, but it is not all that prayer is. On this plane of life, we must deal with specifics, and specific prayer is the way. God has always dealt with specifics. He called for light, and there was light. He separated the light from the darkness, and He created the beasts of the field and the green things to feed them. Nothing can be more specific than humankind, with all its talents, moods, capacities, and complex structure. We have specific needs that God is prepared to supply. If we interpret prayer as a means of opening our minds to receive, we need specific as well as general prayers. Pray for your health, but also pray for that headache that's been bothering you. Pray for abundant prosperity, but do not neglect to pray for the funds to pay the specific bill that's coming due. Pray for harmony in your relationships. Also pray to heal the immediate dissension between you and your brother. You need specific prayers so that you may focus on the solution at hand and gain assurance of release. A general prayer for understanding may not cause our minds to focus on the specific cause, and it might go unanswered. A specific need comes from a specific cause which requires healing. Our mind can focus on this, and our power of faith can act on our behalf to manifest healing. Prayer is communion with God, in which we ask in gratitude and faith for Spirit's blessing and listen for its response. The affirmative prayer process engages our power of choice to accept what we ask for and know that the answer is God's good at work. A desire in one's heart is an asking prayer, and if we view the desire as beyond our reach, it will remain there. Let me give you a true life example of what happens when you ask in prayer, willing to receive the right outcome. A couple of years after being hired as the pianist and organist here at First Unity, I decided one day to open the two mysterious black cases. They'd been sitting over here in this alcove behind the piano for 2 years. Every week, I walked past them and didn't pay much attention to them. And one day, they just caught my attention. And I mean my spiritual attention. It bugged me that they had been sitting there all that time and I had not opened them. Why it took 2 years for this to bug me, I can only explain by telling you it just wasn't time to open them any sooner. When I opened the lid of both cases, to my great surprise, I found the handbells. I'm going to tell you, I was really relieved not to find any dead body parts. It felt like finding the treasure in a long-lost pirate ship. But the excitement I felt was also unusual because I didn't know the first thing about playing handbells. But the power of imagination took over from there. I read on the internet about how to care for them. I found different techniques for playing them. And I found people to talk to that knew something about them. The word went out that a handbell choir was forming. And if you were interested in joining, show up on Saturday morning. Would you believe just the right number of people showed up to play those two octaves of handbells? In 8 short years, we now have 3 octaves of handbells because of the generosity and faith of a couple in our congregation who donated that 3rd octave. Several members in the handbell choir have been with us since the first year. Only about half of them know anything about reading music, and the other half just color code their notes and learn to count the beat. Some folks would say that we haven't done this the right way. I've had people tell me you should hold auditions and get the best of the best. But when we focus our power of faith and couple it with a big dose of gratitude, the answer is divine good and beautiful music at work in us and through us. Affirmative prayer allows us to visualize and plan for the future with faith that the power of God is continually blessing our lives with unlimited possibilities. Affirmative prayer leads to an awakening of our spiritual selves. In faith, we pray, giving thanks in advance that the universe is meeting our every need. The moving spirit of God motivates us from the day we are born until the day we die. We can't be truly happy unless we have a sense of fulfillment. Fulfillment comes from knowing that we have gained or are in the process of gaining the manifestation of the deep and fruitful and good desires of our hearts. Fulfillment is ours through prayer, which lifts our consciousness into oneness with God. This is what affirmative prayer does for us. As our lesson today draws to a close, let us affirm out loud, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and at work in our lives. God, the good, omnipotent. Repeat that with me, please. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and at work in our lives. God, the good, omnipotent.